It is great to talk to you. Excited to be coming back to the Berg, even though I'm always in the Butler area. I just took a picture on Thanksgiving night. It had to be midnight-ish down at the Butler at the Point and at the Water Tower. I took some great photos on my stomping grounds, and it was great, and excited to come back this coming summer.
I saw the pictures on Sean Cogley's Facebook page and on your website, too, at brettmichaels.com. And I was like, I miss Brett. He was rolling around in town.
You know what? You should have been there at dinner with at Thanksgiving dinner. Let me tell you, they mixed at Carlisi's the best traditional Thanksgiving with Italian.
Oh.
And I've had to loosen the belt. That's all I'm going to say. It's going to take a couple weeks to repair that awesome damage.
Oh, there's no doubt. No doubt. It all looks so good. So yeah, you've been around Thanksgiving. You did the summer tour with Def Leppard and Motley Crue and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. So you've been around and things have been going real well for Brett Michaels.
Well, let me say this. Number one, I want to say to the fans, to you, to everybody, my gratitude. That stadium tour finally happened, and I don't know if you could see the smile on my face in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I came out throwing the terrible towel, and I was on fire. I was like, meaning I was excited, fired up. It was a great day in my life, and technically, for the Party Gras, which is coming this coming July, I believe it's the Saturday, the 15th, to Star Lake. The whole Party Gras was born. I want the fans to know we started the conversation in Philly, right at the stadium in Philly, and in Hershey, Pennsylvania, at the stadium, and Pittsburgh was finally the night when all of it kind of, we called it over drinks. Right?
Yeah.
The night after the show in Pittsburgh is when it all just happened. With all the we're doing this, it's going to be great. They saw what my party grawl was going to be. I'm like, look, it's positive energy, celebration of fans, bands, radio, and music. And it is a modern-day throwback to the tailgate parties. And I laugh. I called it, it's like a circus of awesomeness. We're just going to have a great day.
When I saw that it was July 15th and it was on a Saturday, I'm like, well, it figures, because Brett's not going to throw a party like that for his hometown people on any other day but a Saturday night.
No, it was a truly well-picked out Saturday.
Yeah.
And I said, look, we're coming from Detroit, then we have a different show we do on Friday. We're going to be, I believe, in Kentucky, the way it looks, at the arena. Then we're coming to you on Saturday, and I'm going to tell you, if just half of my relatives show up, we'll be the whole pavilion may be clean.
Yeah,
we'll have the best party ever, and we're going to do some. You and me are going to do some fun stuff together, like you helping me pick out the craziest tailgaters, and they get to win a pre-show meet and greet.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be a lot of fun.
Yep, and you know how we do it. It's the golf. We have a tiki hut thatched golf cart. I'm telling you, it's like the old, you know, the old, we call it the old golf cart on the fairway where most people that golf just drink. It's basically, I'm taking around bottle service and we're going to find the craziest bands in the parking lot.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yes.
This brings you back to the days that I remember at the pavilion where, as you said, tailgating, where you would go hours before the show and you would have fun out in the parking lot and then you would go in and see a great rock and roll show. This just brings it all back full circle, Brett.
1,000,000%. And thank you for saying that. Can I tell you something? All of this is as sincere as Brett from the Butler or Brett from the Berg.
Right.
I lived when I lived with my dad, traveled because we were in the Navy, so we moved around a bit. My relatives worked at Armco Steel. When we would go to concerts, I'm not kidding you, I'd be there at like noon. When I went to a Steeler game or a Pirates game, my dad was like one of the original tailgaters.
Yeah.
And so that vibe is what I want people to feel again, because let me tell you, we all went through this. Last couple years were really tough. Let's be honest, right? We're still coming out of it.
Right.
And the fans showed their resilience and they want to rock. And I'll tell you what it's taught us. If it's taught me anything, it's to appreciate having celebrating and having a good time, even through the tough times, meaning it really made me not take for granted going to a concert or a baseball game or football game when we couldn't do any of that.
Yeah.
I was like, when I got on that stage for the stadium tour, I've always been grateful, but my legs had a little extra kick in them. I'm like, I'm ready to go. And that's what the Party Grawl is. And I want fans to just understand, when I created and produced this, right, and I was taking it to Live Nation, I said, I need to personally call each band member, each band and band member, and I want them to know what this is. This is friendship. I've known them all forever. I want them to realize no egos, no attitude, just us going out and having an awesome night of fun. So Jefferson Starship is bringing all their hits. I mean, hit after hit. I started going through their list, and I'm like, this doesn't end. I'm like, this is perfect. Then Night Ranger's bringing all their hits. Night Ranger's going to slay it. And then we go up on stage, and it's me. I sing like three songs. Poison hits. Boom. All of a sudden, I go, I want to do one of my favorite Journey songs, but why me sing it when I've got the actual singer from Journey? I throw the mic stand. Steve grabs the mic stand out of nowhere, and we're doing two or three Journey songs. Back to me, then to Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray, back to Steve, and then Night Ranger and Starship roll up with me at the end of the night, and one, at least, one dressed like Brett drunken karaoke fan to sing with us.
That's amazing.
We're going to get the best singer or the worst. We don't care which it is. They just have to come out and throw down on stage.